That place is delicious. Hey guys.
Okay, we were talking about food as usual. Hey, post game. All right, let's talk about life and death a little bit.
Okay.
So one of my favorite songs is "Oh Death." It's on the soundtrack for "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" And it's this great folk song where it's this guy negotiating with the devil. Have I ever told you this before?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I probably talked about it once before. Death, and
you're right. Not doing it any favors.
No. No, not with the devil, sorry, with the Grim Reaper. And so the Grim Reaper comes, and he's like, okay, we gotta go, son, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, just give me one more day. And he's like, no, you're dead, it's over, right?
Gone.
He's like, no, I'll give you money. I'll give you all my money. I'll give you all my money for one more day.
Yeah.
And that's the part that always gets me. Like, when your time is up, what wouldn't you do for just one more day, right?
Yeah.
So Roger Ailes walked away with a golden parachute of $40 million, let alone the tens of millions of dollars he made at Fox News and all the money he made before, etc. What wouldn't he do for one more day, okay?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, there's no amount of money that'll buy you that one more day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you stockpiled it, and at the end you died, and you're not going to get to spend any of it. It's gone.
Yeah.
No, he spent plenty of it, and he had a beautiful house in Palm Beach, etc. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But but it didn't do him any good when the Grim Reaper came. And it doesn't matter that Roger Ailes is a bad guy. It's of course also true for good guys, right? But part of my point is the greed doesn't do you any good. So the Koch brothers have between them, I think, over $80 billion. You cannot spend that in 1,000 lifetimes. I know what some of you say, oh, give me a shot, I could do it. No, and if you did, you're a jackass, right?
Yeah.
And they're both, advanced in their age, mm-hmm. the Koch brothers. Mm-hmm. And one day, they're gonna try that negotiation. It ain't gonna work, and their $40 billion isn't gonna do them any good at all.
So that's a good thing to know, like to learn about life, because you're right. I mean, you have to strike a balance, enough money to live a comfortable, happy life, but not to the point where everything you do is dictated by this lust for money, you know? But what I want to talk about more regarding Roger Ailes is this idea that once someone dies, you are not allowed to speak ill of the dead, right?
Right.
So today, when I woke up, first thing I saw in the news, of course, like I'm starting to put the rundown together, is the Roger Ailes story. And I don't know, I guess this is not a nice thing to say, but I was glad, right? I saw the headline and I was like, oh, he's dead. Good riddance. That's what went through my mind, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm being honest with you guys, I know some of you are like, oh, that is distasteful, right? I don't care. Mm-hmm. Him dying doesn't erase anything that he does, okay? Him dying, like, I feel no empathy, or I don't feel any sympathy, I should say, for him. Maybe I feel sympathy for some of his family members, you know, maybe they're struggling with this and they're innocent, there's nothing. But Roger Ailes was a terrible, terrible person. Him dying, again, does not erase the fact that he was a terrible person. So if I rejoice in his death, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It just means that I didn't see any value in him being on this earth. Like, he was a bad person.
He hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. I accidentally came up with a good line, I think, in the middle of that, of me doing that story. I said, there is no redemption in death.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right?
That is
so
good.
Just because you died doesn't mean all of a sudden that your sins are washed away. It's just not how it works. So we still get to, and people say, oh, the day after, look at you, you're classless. And I said it in the story too. I'm like, what are we supposed to randomly bring it up 2.5 months later?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, how random? Like, okay, hey, by the way, Ailes was a dick. What the fuck? Why are you talking about him now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's rational that you have that conversation when the day that he dies. You weigh his life. And maybe that's a little uncomfortable, folks, and one day we'll get our lives weighed, and some people will say it was good, and some people will say we were dicks.
Right.
And exactly. That's life.
And I'm sure people will say negative stuff about us. I'm dead. I don't care.
That's the good news.
Yeah.
He said I'm dead, and I won't hear it, and it won't matter.
People are saying terrible stuff about us right now while we're alive, and I still don't care. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't freaking matter. Look, I want people to stop telling me to behave, because it makes me crazy, right? And so if I share my opinion, which is my job, and you don't like it, okay, you don't like my opinion, that's fine. But telling me, like judging me and being like, that is so distasteful, he just died. You know, I know that it's a harsh thing to say, but he was a bad person, so I get to share my opinion about a bad person dying.
Yeah, now, but me, I tweeted what I felt, which, mm-hmm. and of course, rage and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I said, I'm glad that he got to live long enough. This sounds pretty good, right? What's wrong? I didn't want to wish death on him or anything like that. I'm glad he lived long enough to die alone and humiliated.
Damn. Okay. That is pretty harsh. But I like it.
But it's exactly what happened. That's what I wish upon all of these greed mongers and bigots. Mm-hmm. So I don't want the Koch brothers to die. I'm dead serious. I want them to hang on, because I want to see them the day we pass the 28th Amendment. Mm-hmm. I want them to know that we beat them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no joy if they passed away thinking they were on top of the world.
Yeah.
Right? I want them to know they lost before they lose, before they go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't wish ill on anyone. I don't wish death on anyone. Stay around. We got news for you coming up. Okay, I don't want you to miss it. Yeah. So, and this is how, by the way, changing the guard also happens. So, sometimes they lose, and Ailes lost before he went. He's now in that category of people who lived a little too long for their own good, like Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. If Ailes had passed away a year ago, he would have passed away on top of the world. And probably we never would have found out about any of the sexual harassment. And right now, or that when it happened, everybody would have been applauding to no end. Roger Ailes, how brilliant, how wonderful. All the conservatives would have been beside themselves. The mainstream media would have been beside themselves, etc. Now they are going with he was a complicated man.
Right, of course.
Right,
of course.
That line, right? So I'm glad he lived that long, lived long enough for us to find out who he was, and Bill O'Reilly likewise, etc. And I hope they all stick around until we get them all.
Yep.
Okay, super last thing is that in 2013, to go back to my original point, so he was getting interviewed, and he said, well, the doctors tell me, and the actuarial tables tell me that I got at best 6 to 8 years left, okay? Uh-huh. And he said, but oh man, I wish so much that it's 10 years, mm-hmm. something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So it turned out it was 4 years. Mm-hmm. And look, this, not having to do with Ailes, but, and I know that this depresses some of you guys, but I intended for the exact opposite reason, and I literally think about this every single day when I wake up. We all have a certain number of days in our lives, okay? Make sure you cherish each one. That doesn't mean that everyone gets to be, every day gets to be happy and full of rainbows and unicorns, right? But soak it in. And yeah. Even if you're fucking angry, soak that in. You're alive. You're alive. If you're depressed that day, maybe you even soak that in, right? I know it's a super hard thing to do, and it's easy for me to say because I'm a happy guy. It's happy privilege. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't do one thing. I'm not telling you that you have to live some bullshit Pollyannish life, right? And I'm not telling that life isn't hard. It is. But at least do one thing. At least enjoy that grilled cheese at lunch that you really like, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have X number of days, and the last day is not any more valuable than today is.
Yeah.
Okay? So remember, if you will, remember Ailes on the last day thinking, if I just had one more day. All right, guys, much love. Aggressive Progressive is now up next. You know that's going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.